Hi, welcome to episode 12 of the Flying Dogs podcast.
I'm Lou.
And I'm Jo. And we've been let loose today. We have no Mickey and we have no Hannah. So let's see how this goes. So, Lou, I was listening back to Craig's interview. I know you were there with me when we did the interview with Craig. And that's now gone out. And one thing that kind of stuck with me is when they start their new starters, the expectation of their new starters is that they only do Scottish competitions. We were talking about how far you'd travel to competitions. So the Scottish competitions is what they expect. And obviously we all know when the bug bites and then your dog begins to be able to get it and you get it, you want to go everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You want to travel.
You get addicted.
You really do get addicted, don't you? Yeah. It's a bit like what they say about golf widows for when the men go off golfing. A bit like the poor men don't get a look in and we're all off playing flyball every weekend. So just thinking about that, when is a dog ready and when the owner's ready to start competing? I started to think about a thing that Katie Byrne set up with herself and a couple of the Funky Fidos team. They did the flyball tournament circuit.
We did.
So we did start. Lou, how many have you done with Honey?
I think I did two.
I've done two as well with Aura.
Levels.
And then competitions just kind of took over and we never. Yeah. But it's something that we've offered to our new starters.
It's really good, isn't it, what
really
they offer?
It's really good. It's almost like a ladder, isn't it? So you start on the bottom and then it gives you guidance as to the order to teach things to your dog.
Just simple things, really, isn't it? Like the recall over jumps and with another dog. So your dog's got to pass another dog.
Yeah,
but the other dog's
right.
not moving anywhere.
That's right.
And then sort of doing obviously lots of run backs and just a box turn or a turn on the chute.
Yeah.
Simple things like that you can put together.
Yeah, that's right. And it's just the what order to start these things so that your dog's not overfaced by.
Yeah.
And then
it gives you a
checklist of.
Yeah.
So level one, which we've both done, is run backs with or without jumps straight to the handler. So that'd literally just be no jumps, no box, no ball, just literally a run back with no dog against it. Also in the same level, we'd have a ball retrieve and exchange for reward. So I know I started doing that with Aura in the kitchen when she was really little. I think she was
about, you did, yeah.
Yeah, 8-9 weeks.
Yeah. Just a little double retrieve, wasn't it?
Yeah, pop a ball on the floor and send her out for it and bring her back and swap it for a tuggy or whatever, because her breeder, Rachel, who gets mentioned on most episodes, already started the tuggy work when Aura was.
Yeah, that was really good, that.
Yeah, so that was good. So, she's a bit of a diva with the tuggy now. Rachel, that's all. she tends to eat them, which is not great. So, and the next is a four-footed turn on a lowered chute. With no ball, so that's
just a turn, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's just luring them on, isn't it? And off.
Yeah.
So that's something that some dogs were still working on.
Yeah, it is.
Although a shoot, she'd do fine, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
It's just when she's racing, she doesn't really want to jump and commit. Put all the four paws on that box.
Yeah.
Sometimes she does, doesn't she?
Sometimes she does. I presume you're talking about my dog.
I am talking about her,
Yeah, those that have seen us, most time when she's competing, she doesn't.
But then sometimes when she does do it, we're all like,
yay! I know. Maybe
exactly
one of them.
What we should be doing. And then we have flat recall, no jumps against another dog. So that's the first time bringing another dog into the situation.
Yeah.
So just a flat recall. Yeah. No jumps, just side by side in a field. With whatever your secondary motivator is. And then in level one as well, we have go straight onto the box. So we've got a four-footed turn on a flyball box. So obviously you sign up to this and you get a rosette once you've sent in all your videos.
Which is really nice.
It's a lovely rosette. Yeah. It's big, isn't it?
Yeah. Because if you're not at that competing level yet, this is something for you to work on. And you still get rewarded. You get a rosette, which is brilliant.
Yeah, and that's what was noticed, that there was people were trying to compete before their dog was ready.
Before their dog was ready,
You know, the recognition that their dog's achieved.
Yeah.
So this is a lovely way of doing it.
It is,
and
they get
to go on the website with their rosette.
They've got a Facebook page, Flyball Tournament Circuit.
Yeah, so if you're just starting with flyball and you fancy giving that a go, just Flyball Tournament Circuit. You can't actually look for it on Google.
Oh, can you not?
And you can, but you don't find it. So you've got to go on, you've got to find it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then click the link out of Facebook to go and find
okay.
it. Or I do anyway. That's the only way I can find it.
I guess we could share it on our page as well.
We could share
it
on our page. We'll do that.
Now that we've given them a mention, we'll share it.
Indeed. So level two. We'll only go and do level one and two. So level two, four-footed turn on the shoot, so with a ball. So these things are not things that they're going to achieve overnight.
No,
these are things that the ongoing training, will help.
Yeah.
It's going to be a couple of months, isn't it? For each one, so it's not. But it kind of gives you, like I said before, like a ladder of,
the what to work on.
So then we've got a recall over jumps against another dog. So it's a little bit more focus needed from the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a run back with jumps straight back to the handler, past the dog lining up. Now that's one that catches you out, isn't it?
Yes.
Because your dog, especially if you've got a collie, the expectation that that dog's going to move sometimes can be quite overwhelming.
Yeah, it can be.
And I guess for owners just starting, and you see a problem like that, you think, my dog's never going to do that.
Yeah.
My dog's never going to manage to run past or run alongside another dog, run past another dog. But they do, don't they?
They do. We've done this in training recently with a couple of our newbies, and Honey's been the stooge dog, and they ran straight past Honey, no problem.
Yeah, Honey's been a stooge for a lot of the dogs.
She has.
That's, we kind of, like, Harper's our stooge number one. She's the one they go to first because she's the least offensive. She's a cockapoo. She doesn't, well, she does
Harper
wolf.
Or Honey?
Harper.
Sorry. I was going to say,
Honey, not Harper. Honey. No, she's not. Harper's not.
Yeah.
Harper's not a cockapoo.
God, no. Sorry, Nikki.
No, definitely not a cockapoo. No, we're going to get told off for that one, aren't we? So once we've had Honey as our first stooge, we move on to Mabs because he's not very offensive, is he? He's
no.
a cross. Oh, what is he?
Springador.
Yeah, so he's lovely. And he's the cuddliest boy, isn't he?
He is,
And then Harper and Ziva and Rocky. Rocky, Ziva's very starey. Rocky's very loud.
Yes.
Whereas Harper just kind of cracks on with it, and she's focused on Nikki, which is great for a dog that just needs to be ignored. But she will have something to say if they go up.
So when did Rocky retire now, Jo?
Rocky retired just before Champs last year, because if you remember, he was in the Champs team, wasn't he?
He was.
And
he
literally had to pull him. So we went for training with. We went for training with Christina Opperman.
In Lyme, yes.
I don't know how I get to all these places, I have the worst sense of direction. I'll tell you that I got lost orienteering when I was in school.
Yeah, go
so
on.
So we went to Llyn Elsie, which is, I think it's Betsacoid Way.
Yeah.
Dolgarrog. Yeah. Is that anywhere near Betsacoid? I've lived here my whole life. At least I can say Llanfair Pwllgwyn Gyrddor.
Go on then, go on, Ros, go on, say it.
Llanfair Pwllgwyn Gyrddor, Gelyll Gwynfor, Chancellor yn Gog y Gorff.
Ah, da iawn.
No Robert or Derek.
No, put Robert or Derek.
So yeah, we were supposed to be walking around the lake, which is, I don't even know how big, looking for clues, and one of the clues was Wall Junction. So me and my friend went to this Wall Junction. Instead of turning the same way that we'd come in and gone along the edge of the lake, we turned left and walked 2 kilometres in the wrong direction.
Oh, God.
So we're supposed to be back at school by 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And obviously you can see how long this has stuck with me, because I'm still talking about school and now I'm nearly 50. So it stuck with me for a few years. But so my sense of direction is not good. So driving to all these new places, competitions and things is quite an achievement for me. So going back to Rocky, who's just got up. So we went to Lyme. We had a great training session with Christina.
We did,
Watson,
from
Watson's. Very, very knowledgeable lady. And she watched all the dogs and she gave us all hints and tips.
Yeah,
and
she did,
And when Rocky was doing his turn on the box, he'd run down and we've always said he's had no self-preservation. He just rose himself at life. Yes, you, Rocky.
Hey, Rocky.
I called it like ricocheting. So he did his turn and he came off. He kind of had to, he came off and overcorrected himself because he went too narrow.
He did.
Overcorrected himself. And there was just something not right. So Christina said, have you ever had him x-rayed? And I said, we haven't had him x-rayed. However, he's been to Chester Gates. He's been pulled apart by the orthopaedic guys in there. They've literally had him in a wheelbarrow. They've not like in a wheelbarrow, but upside yeah. down like a wheelbarrow. They've had all his, you know, mobilised all his joints and couldn't find anything, which obviously, you know, there was something there, but yeah. they didn't find it. So then Christina said, no, I know that, but have you ever had him x-rayed? I said, I haven't. Yeah. So I thought, right. I took him to our local vets, which is in Moktra, so that's Moktra Vets. They have a CT scanner.
Oh, yeah.
So they scanned him, and it came back quite damning, really, that he had hip dysplasia both sides, one side worse than the other, notably worse than the other, and the start of arthritis. So that was kind of, if he was a small dog, I mean, he was what? He's just 7 now, so he was just 5.
Yeah.
If he was a smaller dog with a bit more self-preservation, we'd have possibly continued at Little League.
Yeah. You know,
but
where you could prop him.
You can prop him, but if you prop Rocky...
Yeah. He just goes through everything.
He just crashes, doesn't he? He has no thought of that. There's no, I don't think there's much, you know, between his ears. But...
yeah.
Oh, bless him. But I mean, he'd give you the shirt off his back, wouldn't he?
Oh, he would. He would.
He's a hard-working little man. He
is, yeah.
So we had to pull him from racing. So he still stooges for us, but he doesn't do any turns on the box.
No, he's not on the box anymore, is he?
Or on the chute either. Yeah. He's just there for, just to make lots of noise.
Yeah.
And he can do run-backs against the dogs. Yeah. So that's what he does. So just going on to retirement. Honey obviously is now how old?
She's nearly 12. Okay. October.
So what kind of thing are you looking for when you're thinking about watching for a
time? So obviously her generally slowing down, which at the minute this year that's not really happened because she's just got one of her fastest ever times, line to line. 5.88 was her fastest time. Yeah. But yeah, like general slowing down towards the box, not really wanting to go to the box, not bring the ball back. And just no drive, really. Mm-hmm. Not her not barking. Like those that know my dog and me, obviously. I mean, I don't bark.
Oh, you did on Saturday night.
That's a different thing.
We went to Bongo's Bingo on Saturday. And
we did. Yeah,
a little bit too much to
drink. I enjoyed myself. I had a lovely time.
God, it was good night, wasn't it? Even if it was Disney.
It was. Oh,
that
yeah.
That car looked so good.
It was. It was a Lightning McQueen little car, kiddie's little car.
The dancer actually rode it.
He did.
Switched it on and drove it all the way around.
Around the stage. Yeah,
I think he'd have stayed in it all night.
Yeah. Enjoyed that. So yeah, just general. Her just not wanting to do flyball basically would make me think about pulling her because we always put the dogs first, don't we? So the dogs tell us, don't they? When they're had enough and that.
Yeah.
But
so
in the minute.
Do you do any kind of complementary therapies with them, any hydro?
Oh yeah, so we do hydro. Yes, we go to Paws to Water and Abigailie. So yeah, she when we started, she can't run on the treadmill anymore because she tends to gallop.
So obviously it's a water treadmill. Isn't it
is, yeah, water treadmill. Yeah, so her back paws would be going in sync with each other rather than a proper gait.
Because she's only little, I wonder if she floats. Do you know when Aura first started going out? Because Aura's got quite hairy back legs.
Yeah.
And if they put too much water in at the beginning,
she'd lift.
She just couldn't.
You raise me up.
Oh no! That's what Aura used to sing earlier. So they had to lessen the water until she got, you know, got.
But now she walks on it. Now she goes uphill and she walks on it. So it's really good. I've felt it's really benefited her. She's put on muscle mass since being there.
Good.
So yeah, it's Paws to Water and Abigailie.
Abigailie, yeah,
little
great,
shout
they?
Out, yeah,
great team,
yeah, they
so
are.
They
yeah.
do hydro, physio, chiro.
Yeah, they offer quite a lot there, don't they?
They do,
yeah.
They do. No, it's
quite a few of our dogs go.
Yeah, and they've got their own parking.
They have. Yes,
which on Abigailie High Street is quite
a challenge.
It is. So I think a lot of ours do go to Paws to Water. Don't
they do, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, a lot of the team dogs. I think Lola was going to start going, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, Aura goes, Harper goes. Aura goes, oh, yeah. She was going to go last Tuesday, but that was the really hot day.
Ah, so see,
they don't have air conditioning there.
Mm.
So they rang me and said,
it's too hot. Yeah.
Yeah, so I need to rebook that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mustn't forget to. And I'm also going to, because Rocky on his insurance, he has complementary therapy. So I'm going to book him in for. Hydro and
came in.
Yeah, see if we can build it up a bit and just see.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. He'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, he enjoys everything.
He enjoys everything. I was just about to say that.
There's nothing Rocky doesn't enjoy. No.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of backtrack now, because obviously you're our secretary.
I am.
And so one of the big tasks that you do is you liaise with our new starters, don't you?
I do, yeah.
When they first start. Yeah. Not only liaise with them, but also when they arrive, you talk them through everything. So can you tell us kind of the process of when the initial email comes in?
Yeah. So yeah, we want to know basically about the dog, breed, age, recall, ball drive, that sort of thing. And then they'll come along to a taster session. And then we'll go from there, basically. Yeah, so we'll see how the dog does on the day and see if the owner's interested still, if we haven't put them off by then, because we're quite crazy, aren't we, at times?
Yeah, we can be,
especially some of our members. I think, oh God, if a new person's going over to them, you know, the trio. Oh God, no, step away.
So the trio, we mean Adele, Jackie, and... Lynn.
Yeah. Lynn's been led astray.
It used to be just Adele and Jackie, didn't it? But yeah, Lynn's becoming affected by them.
Yeah. Oh God.
Oh. Yeah, no, they're a cracking bunch.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're hilarious. But yeah. So yeah, we'll see how they go on a little taster session. And then we offer a starter course, don't we? Mm-hmm. To newbies. Yeah. So across six sessions, we'll go through all the ins and outs and get them on the box, doing a bit of work with the dogs, with our dogs, and yeah, we'll see how they get on.
Yeah, and it gives them a taster, doesn't it?
For it does, yeah.
Joining, because obviously when people do join, it's a 4-hour session every Sunday.
Yeah,
and we do expect it's a team sport, so we have everyone comes.
Yes,
you know, at 9 o'clock. And most people leave. Obviously, we do allow people to go early if they need to, but most people
leave.
Yeah,
we do.
We don't hold them around.
No, yeah.
Most people leave as, you know, after we finish.
Yeah.
Everyone helps set up. So when you set up, obviously, they're learning how to measure, put the jumps out, the height jumps needed, what the different measurements are, the jumps.
Yeah.
Where the lanes go, pegging the box down. It's
really
simple.
Just everything, really, isn't it? We go through everything. Yeah. We get them involved.
Yeah, and then when they go, obviously everyone helps put down and put away.
Yeah, it's team sport, complete, yeah. You can't do it on your own, can you?
No, absolutely not. No, you can't. And then we've got, we had a new lady there for a taste
session. We did, yeah, she came along.
Yeah, so we met her at the Eglwys Bach show, didn't we?
We did.
So do you want to tell us about the Eglwys Bach?
Yeah, so a few weeks back we went to the Eglwys Bach show. We were kindly invited to do some demos. So we had quite a few of our dogs, didn't we, go and do some, we did some singles races and we did some pair races.
We did.
And we talked with Rach on the commentary.
We did. Although we need a much louder.
We do, yeah.
Microphone speaker microphone, next time. Yeah. We were battling sometimes with Austin, weren't we?
On the main ring.
In the main ring, which was next to our ring, unfortunately. Yeah.
But she did good.
She did really good.
Yeah.
I think she enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think she did. Yeah. She's the right person for the job,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was good. So we did our demos and then not long after we did a have a go, didn't we?
So we did a have a go. So we put our netting up, didn't we?
Yeah.
Set
them up to succeed.
Yeah. Over some jumps, some double retrieves.
We did, yeah.
So we had three who we thought could cope with us.
Yeah.
so one of whom has been back this weekend.
Yeah.
And hopefully the other two will.
Get in touch. Yeah, it was a good day, wasn't it?
It was a good day.
Really good. And the weather was kind to us, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't too hot and didn't rain really. No. So it was quite
and we
nice.
Had the dog show as well, because the dog show was in
we
the
did. Just
before. So it's always good fun. I never enter mine because they're idiots. They were just, I need a competition for the noisiest dog.
Yes, or I'd win that hands down.
She would win it hands down.
And Rocky. Rocky comes second.
What did we get?
A few of the dogs went in, didn't they?
Bear won happiest dog.
Happiest dog, obviously.
Yeah.
Those that have seen Bear, his whole body like wiggles. I've just done a wiggle myself.
She is really sat here wiggling. So that was one. What else did we get?
With Mabs. Mabs went into quite a few.
He did.
Is it Handsome Dog he went into? And was it,
did Gracie go into?
Oh, I can't remember now.
Prettiest Bitch.
Yeah. Yes, I think she did.
And Olive.
And Chase Me Charlie.
We had
where they jump over a jump. Yeah, I thought, yeah. Oh, dogs can do that. Yeah. They're flyable dogs. Yeah. Of course they can go over a jump.
See, I didn't go in at sea because I sussed out last year. They had like a really, really lightweight jump. And not that I'm very competitive.
No, you're not, are you, Jo?
Watching back on the video last year, the jump fell before Ori even got there because the wind took it.
Aww.
And if it hadn't taken it, her long hair would have knocked it. So I was like, not even
going to enter. It was the wind's fault.
Not even going to enter if I'm not going to enter.
But yeah, it was good. A few of our dogs won rosettes.
I think Ellie got third.
Yeah. Gracie got second, did she? Not, I think.
Yeah, that. Do you know what? Adele could have had that. But she didn't wait for me to hold her. She tried to run her over it herself.
Oh.
And then she knocked it down.
Oh, dear.
I said, Adele,
see, there's a prime example of the trio in action.
Let
there.
The three together and all hell breaks loose. But dear. It was good. It was good. So we have three competitions on the bounce coming up, don't we?
Oh, we do.
Have, we've got a weekend training this weekend.
Yeah.
And then the weekend after, we have Oswestry.
Oswestry, Stormies.
So... I know we always like to get there early, don't we?
We do.
Because I just like, it's like setting up a house. It's like, I like to park up. I'm not very controlling, but I do like to get the dolman up. The dolmans.
The dolman.
So we have two dolmans generally, don't we? Depending on how many people are camping.
Camping, yeah.
So we have one for our lounge.
Yeah.
And then we have our kitchen.
We do, yeah.
So we've got the dogs in the lounge with us.
We do.
Living room, whatever you want to call it. Crates or whatever on the side, apart from my noisy dogs that stay in the back.
Yeah, and your van.
And then we have our kitchen area.
We do.
With cooking and what have you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've kind of learnt not to cook in the tent, haven't we, Lou?
We have, Jo, yeah, what because happened? Some things might just catch. Not fire, but just might burn slightly if you leave it too close to a stove.
Temperature will melt, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Things melt, yeah.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. Poor dolman. I think it ended up in the skip.
In the skip at champs last year, that one.
Oh dear.
But yeah, setting up camp.
I do like to set up.
Yeah,
camp.
I do.
And then you're like, first, I remember saying to Gaz once, Christine's husband, Gaz, we arrived at Frodsham.
Yeah.
And again, I think it was. They'd arrived, then I'd arrived, and I said to Gaz, one thing I'm really looking forward to is just stopping and having a beer.
Yeah.
So we literally just stopped and had a beer. So it was just like, you've arrived, haven't you?
Yeah.
You know, it's competitions here, and then bring it on.
I do. I really like that bit of a comp, arriving at a comp and setting up the camp.
Yeah, yeah.
I love setting up the camp, so I get that, how it makes you feel, how it makes me feel.
No, I love it. Yeah. I don't know whether everybody else gets the same, but... Yeah. It's do let us know though. It is very exciting. Yeah.
Do you love setting up your camp?
I guess when you can arrive at like 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's great. So if you've managed.
Oh, you've got the time. Yeah.
Yeah. If you managed to finish work, you managed to get everything done before you leave, and you had a good journey.
Because
the next three are very close comps, aren't they?
Like, they are
in location to us. The first one's Oswestry, so it's only what, an hour 20.
Yeah.
Second one, Cheshire, about the same.
Yeah.
And the third one is the same.
Same place.
So it's very, very confusing, and I'm glad I'm not captain because I have no idea what we're doing anywhere.
Well, do you know what, Jo? Going to play a game of flyball.
Is that what we're
going
to do?
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah, I'm surprised Dora's not come in hearing that.
Oh, yeah.
And Rocky's not woken up.
Oh.
Because they do know, don't they?
Oh, they know.
As soon as you pack your stuff and you've got your comp stuff with you, they're like, oh, okay, where are we going?
You've packed the car and the van to the rafters, literally. Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah.
And do you empty your boot between competitions?
No.
What's in there now?
Oh, what would you like to know? Hey, here's a game for you.
What's in the boot?
What's in Lou's boot? Well, go on, Jo, I've guessed.
I'm going to guess at your chair.
Yes.
Now, when was our last comp?
Champs.
So that was, we got home 3 weeks ago. And your chair is still in your boot.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, actually, my chair's still in my boot. It never normally is, but it is this time.
What else is in my boot, Jane?
In your boot is some kind of light.
No, I mean, there's a light in the boot.
But you're like Van Gogh, whatever it is, you know, your little...
Oh, yeah, travel. No, that's not in the boot, no.
Mine's in the van. I'm usually quite good. I usually empath, yeah. But I have empath.
I know.
But there's just my Illuminate.
Yeah, that's one of mine.
Teemu Illuminate, that's really not an Illuminate. It's not. Like a silver tarpaulin.
Yeah, Chinese special.
It's still in there. And my chair.
Yeah.
It's still in there.
What else is in mine?
You know, you're going to have taken your clothes out, aren't you?
Yeah.
Maybe a pair of boots?
Probably, yes, I do have my boots in there, yeah.
Maybe...
Begins with a letter B.
Bob.
No. Imagine if I went yes.
Yes.
Bob's in my boot.
What begins with a B that can be in your boot? Your boot is in your boot.
Yeah, my boots are actually in my boot, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. You have to give me another clue.
You've also got the same, exact same.
A thing that begins with a B?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It's got three letters.
Boo.
Oh, come boom. On. I'm getting...
Boom.
That's four letters. And let's not even go there.
I don't know.
My bed.
You want your bed in your boot?
My bed, yeah. Your
bed's in my boot. I would never have guessed that you had your bed in your boot.
Yeah. Because it folds up, doesn't it? It goes in my boot, yeah. And I've also got something else in my boot.
Oh, is it your duvet? Are you a sleeping bag?
Yes! Well done.
Your car's tiny.
It is, isn't it? Yeah,
so
just squish it all in.
So will you unpack before you repack?
No, not the boot, no.
Okay.
I leave the boot because I know what's in the boot. I know it's already there. So that's fine, I hope, yeah.
What happened that? Oh, we've already gone through Tent poles, haven't we?
Tent poles, yeah. Yeah, we won't go there.
We won't go there again,
though. Lou's definitely
learnt from that one.
I have.
So that's Oswestry. So the second comp is the BFA at Cheshire. So that's
Cheshire
Showground,
yeah. Yeah.
So as we've said previously, we don't do many BFA comps. However, I'm kind of being drawn towards doing indoor champs BFA.
Are you?
Yeah, is it November?
Yes, I think it is later in the year, isn't it? Yeah.
So I think we need to have a sit down and decide about that because champs have been really amazing.
Yeah,
We've never done a BFA champs.
No, we haven't. No.
So they do theirs differently. So the times that you put in for UKFL champs, there's a cut-off date of a competition before champs.
Yeah.
And that is your time. So mm-hmm. the divisions are made. Whereas BFA, the first day of racing is speed trials.
Speed trials,
so then you put in a division according to your speed trials, which is
And then you try and just get the fastest time you can.
Right, you physically can, yeah.
To then go into a division?
Yeah.
To race?
Yeah. And we've never done that.
No.
And it just seems really exciting, so I'd quite like
to think about it.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So I'd quite like to do that. Yeah. And then the third comp is Livewires, again at the same venue.
Same venue.
Shame
we have to go home, really, isn't it? Yeah. Just stay there for a week.
For the week. Try and work from a showground with no electricity, yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah, so...
That should be good, that one, because they've got a Crufts qualifier.
Oh, have
they? At the Livewires, yeah. So I'm not sure the teams are going for it.
Oh, that's good. Qualify, so it should be a busy one, then, shouldn't it?
Should be, yeah. It should be good. Yeah. Good competition, that one. Yeah.
So I imagine we will do another podcast between competitions, won't we?
Yeah. So we can talk about what was Oswestry.
Yes.
And what is upcoming.
Indeed.
Yeah. Interesting.
Very interesting, yes. Very interesting. We may have some sponsorship news.
Ooh.
Coming out, which is very exciting.
Dun, dun, dun.
Indeed.
All will be revealed.
Yeah. Yeah. But thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
We are thrilled to tell you that in partnership with Notch UK, there is now a Flying Dogs podcast collection featuring notches relating to some of our favourite episodes. Use discount code FLYINGDOGS10 to bag yourself an extra 10% off. Instead of taking a commission, we've decided that a further 10% of any sales will be donated to Paws Off Duty, a local charity supporting retired police dogs in North Wales. Head over to the Notch website now. And don't forget to use the discount code FLYINGDOGS10.